Beis, the second from the last line on the Amid. Ve'idach ma'ihi. Now, what is the next gzeire from the Yutches Davar? This nan we learned in a Mishneh, kol hametaltelen mevin es hatume ba'oivei hamardeya. This is a special halacha by metaltelen. We'll see later in the sugya why it applies dafke by metaltelen. But kol hametaltelen mevin es hatume, bring tume, that means there's a halacha of tumas oihel ba'oivei hamardeya. If it has the thickness of a mardeya. Now, for practical purposes, a mardeya was a long pole that the farmer used to carry with him, and it had two ends. One end, there was a darvon, and the darvon was a shtechedik yizach, and when he wanted to convince the poro to go in the right direction, he did a very good job with this mardeya. He used to go and shtech the poro. On the other side, there was also a metal attachment similar to a spade, and he used to use that for that purpose. Now, if a person is carrying a mardeya, which is again a long pole, and let's say it's a 6 foot pole, and the one chelik of the pole is mahil over a mace, and the other half is over him. Now, in Hilchis Tumis Eiholim, the halacha is that in order to have a shame oihel, it has to have a reichav tefach. It has to be as wide as a tefach. Then it has a shame oihel. And then we have a klal, an oihel tefach is maybe es hatumim. If you have two things under one oihel, you have a mace on one side and you have a person on the other side, and they are under one oihel, so the oihel is maybe es hatumim, and the person who is standing under the same oihel with the mace becomes tumim. But there's a minimum shear of a tefach. Now, the Mishnah says, a gevaldike chiddush. If a person is carrying a dover hametaltel, it will bring tuma on him. That means if this pole, one chelik of the one side of the pole is over a mace, and the other side is over him, and he's carrying this pole. So even though this pole, this mardeya, does not have a reichav tefach, it doesn't have the width of a tefach, adarabe, the width is one-third of a tefach. But the circumference of this mardeya is a tefach. So it's also maybe a satume. That is the chiddush of this Mishnah, which is a gzeire de Rabbonon, that the circumference of a tefach, the hekef of a tefach, even though there's only the width is only equivalent to a third of a tefach, is also maybe a satume. Let us see Rashi. Kol hametaltelin meivin esatume. A dover hametaltel will bring tume mishum oihel, because of tumis oihel. Sheim ihel roishai echad al hameis. If one end of this pole was over a mace, the roishai echad al hakelim, and the other end was over kelim, over utensils, Mevi'in lahem tumas oyel hameis, so the utensils have a haloche that as if they were in the same oyel as a mace, litome zayin yomim. That means just like if a keli touches a mace, so it becomes tome 7 days, and the din is it becomes an ovatume. So the same thing, if there was a keli underneath this pole, so this keli will become tame 7 days, v'liyois ava tume kedin oihel tame, just like tumas oihel, so the same halacha will apply kol hametaltelin. If the minimum the minimum width of this mardeya, the minimum width of the metalzim is to be ba'oivei ha-mardeya, the width of a mardeya. So what is the chiddush? Afilu ein bohen peiseach tefach. Even though it does not have the width of a tefach, ela ka'oivei ha-mardeya, it has the width of a mardeya. Ulekam on meforish, late in the sugya we'll see what is the width of a mardeya. Yesh behekeifei tefach. The circumference of a mardeya is a tefach. Chut tefach tzorich lahakifei. You would need a thread that is the length of a tefach in order if you want to, you want to be makif this mardeya. Ba'af al gav de oyel di reise poches mitefach. So Rashi asks, there's no such thing min ha-teire. If the width is less than a tefach, it is nothing. We have the shiurim. Shiurim is from Aloche L'moshe Misina. We know that the shear of a shem oil is only if it has the width of a tefach. Here the Rabbanon were geyser, and they said that people might think that if they hekif, if the circumference is a tefach, that also gives it a shame oil. So they were geyser hekefai mishum ovye. That is what the Stam Mishnah says. Omer Rabbi Talfin. Rabbi Talfin heard this Mishnah, he was very disturbed. So Rabbi Talfin said, akapeyach es bonai, I will be mekaber, I will bury my children, Shazu haloche mekupachas. This haloche is a false haloche. This is not a, the Chachamim never said such a statement. We'll see this in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what akapeach es bonai means. So Rashi says, mitzayer hoya al teure hamishtakeches. He had gewaldik agmas nefesh that this was nimsar, this haloche was niskabel, and it's not a true haloche. He was mekalel himself because of the gevaldik tzar. The klala was a kaber es bonai. The Sfas Emes asks, he doesn't understand Rashi. One is not permitted to be mekalel himself. Akapeyach, akabreim, I will bury my children, loshen chituch v'kitzo. Now, Rav Tavan explains what he held really had happened. Sheshoma hashoymeya, that means this haloche originated by mistake. There was once a shaila that was asked, and there was a person that heard the psak, and this person made a tremendous mistake. So now he explains how the mistake occurred. Sheshoma hashemeya vito. A person heard the psak, but he misunderstood the psak and he made a mistake. Now what was the shaila? The shaila was as follows. Ha'iko oiver. There was a farmer that was walking. Umardeyoi alksefoi. And he was holding this mardeya, this long pole, on his shoulders. Ve'ihel tzidoi achas alakever. And one side of the mardeya was over the kever. The other side he was holding. Timu oisoi. And they were metamehim. Mishum kelim amahilim al hameis. They were metamehim because this keli was mahil over the mace. Let us see Rashi. Sheshama hashemeya, kshenishalo hashaylo, when this shaylo was asked, al yidei maise, there was a maise that occurred, and this shaylo was asked by Beis HaMedrash. Vishama, and this person heard, shetimuhu. He heard, the person said the shaylo. He was carrying a long pole. One end of the pole was over a kever. The other pole he was holding. And he asked, what am I? And they told him, you're tome. Vito. But, so he was there and he heard the psak. But this person who heard the psak misunderstood the reason for the psak. V'lo yoda mishumatimu. He did not know the reason why they were metame. So the real reason was as follows. Heim timu es hamardeya, mishum kelim amahilim al hameis. They were metame the mardeya, this long pole, because this long pole was over a mace, so this long pole became tame. Now, shahakli atzmoi hamayil tame becholshu. That's what we said before, that in order to have a shame oihel, it has to have a minimum width of a tefach. That is davke if we want to be metame someone else under the other end of this oil. So in order to have a shame oil, that someone else underneath the oil should become tame, so then the din is it has to have the width of a tefach. But if we are clearing a shaila, this pole that was over the mace, even though it wasn't wide a tefach, even though it was wide a tenth of a tefach, the pole becomes tame, because that is not hilchis oy tumas oy holim. Something that is over a mace becomes tame. So shakli atzmoy hamayil tame becholshu. The kli that was mahil over the mace, that became tame, even though it is a koshu. It doesn't need any special size and width. The loiboinon peiseyach tefach ela lishav ye oihel lohavi to metachas loishe hasheni. This din that an oil has to have a loichev tefach, the width of a tefach, is that if you have one big oihel, one big covering, there's a mace on one side and there's a person on the other side, so in order for the oil to conduct the tumah from one side to the other side, the oil has to have a minimum width of a tefach. That is dafk, if you want to be metameh, the person underneath the oil on the other side. Avoligabi didei, but if we'll clear a shaila, did this pole itself become tameh? B'choshu, there is no din shir of oil. Since this pole was over a mace, so the pole became tame. Now, so let us think 1 minute. So this pole was over a mace. A mace is avi avos hatume. The pole was over the mace, so the pole becomes a av hatume. Now, v'timu le'ike. Now, this farmer was touching the pole. The pole was resting on his bare shoulders, and he touched the pole. So he became a rishin l'tume. And so the din is if you touch a pole that became tummy from a mace, you become a rishin l'tume. And the din is, a rishin l'tume is only a tume of tumas eret. That means he could tovel himself the same day, and at night he'll become toyer. Mishum shenoga bo'oisekli, and they will metame him, because he touched this mardeya, which was an avatume, shehu avatume, v'zeh shenoga b'irishan. So this person, this farmer came in and asked Bezdin Ashayla, what's with me? And he explained to them what had happened. And they told him, you're tame. In your tame, atumas erev. That means that was the reason. The farmer could be wasn't a lamdan. And the shemei also wasn't a lamdan. But they told him, you're tame. And the reason he was tame because he touched an avatum and he became a rishon. But the person who heard over this psak, he made a mistake. Loima, he thought, and he said over, she'asuhu le'iker avatumet. He was under the impression that this farmer became an avatumet. Le'tame zayin, that he's tame 7 days, ve'litein hazoya, and he needs the tahare of poradume. Now, what was the mistake of the shemeya? The shemeya held that the reason he became tomei is not because he touched the mardeya, nor because he held the mardeya was an oihel. So it comes out that he's under the same oihel with the mace. So if one is in the same oihel of a mace, so it's equivalent as if he touched the mace. So then he became an av hatume, and then the halacha is take that he needs the tummy 7 days, and he needs the tare of eifa pora, pora dume. So that was the mistake that occurred. So the Bezdin just told them that he was tame, and they meant he's only tame tumas erev, because the tumah was a tumas mage, he touched the mardeya, And the Shemaya held that the reason he was Tomei was because he was under the Mardeya, who has a circumference of a Tefach, and this person held that a circumference of a Tefach, even though it's only the width, it's a third of a Tefach, is also Mitame to Mesoil, so therefore he's a Avatum and he's Tomei to Mesayim. So that's how this halacha came about. Kol ha-metaltelin mevi'in es ha-tumeh. Metaltelin can bring tumas oil, but ba'ayvei ha-medei, as long as it's a third of a tefach, if the circumference is a tefach, it's mevi'in es ha-tumeh mid-rabbonim. And that Rav Tarfon says was a meiridik mistake, because there never was such a psak. Omar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, ani asakein, Sheyehu divrei chachomim kayom. I'll explain what really happened there, and everything will be good. And Rabbi Akiva is going to explain the psak of the Tanikame, and it wasn't a mistake. Sheyekol ametaltlem mevin esatume al ha'odom shenoyse oison bi'oyve hamadei. The halacha was that if a person is carrying a mardeya, a pole, so then it's take mevi es atumeh, then it has a tumes oihel if it has the width of a mardeya, which is a third of a tefach. Val atzmon bechol shehen, and this mardeya will become tumeh itself, that doesn't matter what the width of the mardeya is. Val shal odom vekelem bepeseyach tefach. But if this Mardeya is over another person, but he's not carrying it, or it is over another Keli, then the Mardeya is not Mevi Es Atume, and then the things which are underneath the Mardeya will become toy, will remain toy. Now let us see Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, let us see Rashi. Ani Asakein Shiyedivrei Chachamim. I'll explain that what the Chachamim said, Sha'oimrim, that they said, Oyvi Hamadeya Mevi Tumeh, that this halacha that they said that a pole, that the circumference is a tefach, can bring Tumeh, Kayomim, it's true. Yesh Dovo Shemevi'in Olav Tumeh Mamish. There is one case that the Oyvi Hamadeya can bring tuma on this person. Litoin hazoya midivrayim. That is mechuyev the tare of eifel poro. And we say midarabonon, it has a din oil. Kigoin, but this is only said al ha'odom hanoisom. A person who carried this maldeya, this pole. Shetamei boy tumas magim in atoira. Minatoire, this person is Tomei because he touched the pole, and the pole is an Avatume, so there is a Rishon Letume. So Minatoire, he's Tomei al Kaponim one day. If he tables himself today, he'll be Toire at night. But Minatoire is Tomei. Gozru Olof, so on this person who is carrying this pole, so they were Gozer on him, Ba'oive Hamadeya, if this pole has the width of this, the Mardeya, Litomei, Tumas Oil, Midevrayim. Midevrayim, they said that you are Tomei, Ki'ilu, you were under the same Oihel of a mace. And therefore you are Tomei 7 days. Why? Gzeire, Hekeifei, Mishim Ovya. People might make a mistake. And people will think that the circumference is equivalent to the width. So they think if the circumference is a tefach, it also should be maybe a setum. The kiv in the metamis lay al kochach tumadiyaraisil atzruche herib shemesh. That means this person, you have to be metamahim, minatoire. He's zichatame one day minatoire, and he needs herib shemesh. Vohu loy noga b'meis, and he didn't touch a meis. So now this farmer who's not too big of a lamdan, he knows he didn't touch the mace. All he knows was that the pole he was carrying was over the mace and over him. And he comes and asks a shayla, and you tell him that he's tomei. And he's takya tomei min atoire, because he touched the pole which was an avatome, and he became a rishon l'tomei. But that lundis, he won't hap, that that's the reason he's tummy. He'll think, kesava, he'll think, shemishum oihel atometame. He'll think that the reason he's tummy, not because he's touching the pole, because the pole has a shame oihel. The pole is mahil over the mace and being mahil over himself also. Umishum sheyesh bekeifer tefach. And he knows there's a sheer tefach. Oh, this is also a tefach. The circumference is a tefach. The kivin delay metames lay tumizayin. Now, if you're going to tell him the truth, Rabbi Yidya only tame for one day, so he'll jump to conclusions. He'll say, I'm tame one day, and the reason I'm tame is because I was under an oihel. He won't hap that the reason is tummy is because he touched the maldeya. He'll be under the impression the reason he's tummy because he was under an oil. And the Rav said he's tummy one day. So then he's going to jump to conclusions and create a klal. So for someone will be in a real oil. And he'll wonder, how long is he tame? He says, don't worry. I went to a rav. They became much more liberal these days. It's the tume. One day you're toyer already. And the maise shahoya, by me was the maise. It's a shrek. So memele, so chazal, chachomi mizoro bedivreichem. So chazal had to be very careful. They realized what conclusions that I'm an oritz could have, and it's a kilkul. So therefore they said, a person could think this is taka tumis oil. So adarabe, think it is a tumis oil, and you talk to be tumi, tumis shiva. So memele, shalom al yisrael. Abo, shar odom vekelim she'ein noigim boy. But if this long pole was mahil over a keli or a person who did not touch it, veino lecho letamon klal, there's no legitimate reason to be metame this person. He says, then take chazal never were misakid. That means that what the Mishnah says, kolam etalpul meviim esatume ba'idei amardeya, you have to add something to the Mishnah. This was only said for the person who's carrying it. If it's mile over something else, so memele, so then that something else is not tummy. There's no reason to be metamid. So memele, if you tell the person that the person was underneath this madeya, he's toil, so you have nothing what to worry about. He knows there's such a din of tumas oil, so he'll have to figure out that this is not an oil. Rabbi Kive milsayu de rabbonon porish. He's explaining what the gzeire de rabbonon was. For Omar Rabbi Yanai, let's go further in the Gemara. For Omar Rabbi Yanai, umardeya sheomru. This mardeya that we are speaking about ain't ba'ov yoy tefa. The width is not a tefa. There's a third of a tefa. Yesh be'kefay tefa. But the circumference of this pole is a tefa. The gozer ala kefay mishum ov yoy. They were gozer that people might mistake. They'll say that the circumference is equivalent to the width. And the circumference of tefa is also maybe yes atume. So therefore, they were taka gozer. That it is metame mishum oil, the person who is carrying it. But let us see Rashi. V'omar Rabbi Yanai Garcina, mardeya sha'omru, the mevi esatuma al noisoi, that it brings the tumis meis ba'oil, letamoi shiva midevreim, ein ba'ov yoy tefach. It does not have the thickness of a tefach. Din kein ava oil de'eraisa. Then it would be an oil de'eraisa. Let us see Taisvis. Akapeyach. So Rashi learns it's a klole, and out's the tsar. It was mekalol asatzmai. Kola metaltalim. Taisvis says kola metaltalim. Nokat metaltalim. Mishum shaloi gozru tumas oihel ba'oivi hamardeya. This gzeire. That they were geyser, that a oil that is a third of a tefach is also maybe a satume. Ella al ha'odom hanoisem. He says metaltalim because they were only geyser tume on the person who's carrying it. That's what Rabbi Kiva explained to Chachamim. So therefore, you'll need, it should be, so it should be a davar metalto, fakelt, and as the Rashi explained, or we'll see how Taisus explains, Taisus is a different mahalach in the Gemara, but this only works by a davar metalto that a person is carrying and touching, so there they said that it is metame ba'oil to meshiva. Avol bepeiseach tefach. But if you have a real, so this, the gzeira only applies by a davar metalto that he's carrying. Avol bepeiseach tefach, but if you have a real oil that has the true dimensions of an oil, that's a tefach, afilu b'mechuborim nami mevi'in es atumis. So then you have something that is mechubel lekarki. You have a branch, and the branch is the thickness of a tefach. It's mevi es atumis. There's no din on oil. It has to be dafka dover hametaltu. If you're shtikel boki in mesechtes ayholos. There it says, Zroim v'yerokais are not mevi'in es atume. If you have certain leafy vegetables and it's mahil over a mace and over a keli, it is not mevi'in es atume. So there the reason is not because it's mechuba. Levishain v'mamish k'toni hosom. They don't have a mamoshes. D'loi mevi'in v'loi chaytetzin v'havi k'moi tipas haborod. Vasheleg ukfer vahaglid vahamelech. It's something that doesn't have a mamoshes in order to have a shame oil. But not, there's a dinim mechubel. Mechubel is not maybe a satuma. Avol ilon hamesech ala oretz. If you have a tree and the branches of the tree are spread over the earth, ktani hosam, the maybe a satuma. If it has the right dimensions, if it has a reichef tefach, it zich will be maybe a satuma. Akapeyach es bonai, so Taisvus learns Loshen Shvuahu. He was swearing that this is a false halacha. Kloima. Akapeyach es bonai, I will be mekabel my children in ein ze dover emesh shalacha zumikupachas. I'm saying this halacha is a false halacha. And if it's not true what I'm saying, that means if it is a true halacha, Then he was mekalel himself, then he says, I will be mekabel my children. So that means this was ke'ein shvue to prove how vehement and how much he held that this halacha is a false halacha. Chinyin ze motzine b'mikre chei parai im teitzu mize, kloima, sholoi teitzu mize. So that's what he's saying over here. Akapeyach es bonai, if this is not a halacha mekupachas means it's a halacha that's not true. So if this halacha is kapeach es bonai shezu halacha mekupachas. That means I'm telling this is halacha mekupachas, and if it's not halacha mekupachas, it is a true halacha, then he was mekal himself akapeach es bonai. Now let us see the next thesis. Sheshoma hashoimeya veto. The person heard the shaila, and he made a mistake. So Taisva says, Timuhu, why were they metamehim? Mishum kelim amahilam alameis. They were metamehim because this keli became tome. Perish bekuntres. So Rashi says, Pshat, Timuhu leiker tumasere. They were metame, this farmer, he should only be tome till the night. Mishum denoga bekelim amahilam. Because he touched a keli which was over a mace. Shehein tmeim tumezayim. The keli is tummy for 7 days. Kedin hanoigeya betomei meis. The tummy tumezayim bederai. So that means they are tummy 7 days, and he is tummy 1 day. They were metamim tumezayim. The kedin is going to get back up before. They were metamim tumezayim because the keli is tummy 7 days. And he is tomei 1 day, kidin, like the aloha negeya betomei mace. He touched something that touched a mace, or the something that smile over mace is kilu, he touched a mace. The tomei tumas erev midiraisa. So Rashi explains that Rav Tarfon held the mistake arose that the person only heard al beverte. He heard that this person is tomei, and he was really tummy 1 day, and he thought he was tummy 7 days. That's how he jumped to the conclusion that Chazal was goyzer and the oivi hamadeya, it has a shame oil. Because, so Taisvus asks, Lomo toa shemeya, for yosovo shetimu tumezayim, Why? How can a person make such a mistake? Given the dava pashutu, the adam anegeya betomei meis, the tomei tumaseret. How do you make such a mistake? They didn't, the zikha, when the shaila was there, the zikha told them how long he's tomei. So it's a very modern meisa. So they told him he's tomei one day, and he thought 7 days. It's very absurd to say such a thing. But oi. Now Taisus asks another kasha. The min ha-teire, so Taisus says it's not true that this person is tomei only one day. The min ha-teire ha-iker tomei tumezayin. Min ha-teire, this farmer is really tomei 7 days. Mishum tume bechiburim, the yikrav, the yikrav bechiburim, tomei zayin, mideraise, kedamrinem bepeirik beis da avoidezor. So Taisva says there is a din of tume bechiburim. Tume bechiburim means if you'll have, let us say, you'll have a keli that is touching a mace. And while this keli is touching a mace, a person is touching the keli. So it is ke'ilu, the person is touching the mace. And the person gets a din of a av hatume. So Memela Sotaisva says, this person who was holding the mardeya was over the mace. So it's ke'ilu, it was touching the mace. And he's touching the mardeya, he's holding on to the mardeya. So he is mechubor, he's attached to the, or he's holding something that is mechubor to the mace, that is negeya b'mace, or is mile over a mace. So therefore, minadin, he should be tomei to mashivim. Al tzvat, al tzume b'chiburim. Ba'afilu b'chiburim ayidei oyel. Even though the pole he is touching is not touching the mace, it's mile over the mace. But it doesn't matter. Tomei to mezayin, kidemuchach b'reish eholos. So the second question Taisus asks, so Taisus says, this person really should become Tomei Tumeshiva, even though there's no din oihel, he should be Tomei Tumeshiva al Saloch of Tume Bechibur. Lekach nire, so Taisus now wants to say Pshat in the Gemara, and with this teretz will kill two birds with one stone. We'll answer both kashas. Lekach nire shetimu leiker Tume Zayin. When this farmer came, they told the farmer, "Rabid your tome for 7 days." And the reason was, "Mishum tume bechibur." The reason he was tome for 7 days, because since the mardeya was mile over the mace, and he was holding the mardeya, so this is tume bechibur. Now, so he taught to hurt 7 days, and it's true, they said he was tome 7 days. But the person who heard this psak, he made a toys in the reason. This halacha of tume bechiburim is not such a poshet halacha. So he wasn't acquainted with this halacha. So memele, so when the shemeya heard that he's tome tume zayim, so he couldn't figure out why is he tome tume zayim. So the only way he could understand the psak is mistame, because this mardeya is mahil over the mace, and this person is also underneath the mardeya. So both of them, so in the halacha is that a mardeya is maybe esatume, kivin sheyesh bekeifei tefach. That's what this person understood. He explained the halacha according to his sefer. The kachshoni kol ametalpo meviin tume letame kol asher tachtov mishum oyel biyoyve amardeya. So Taisus explains that was the tois of the shemeya according to Rab Talpin. The person was not acquainted with the halacha of tume bechiburim, so he understood the halacha in the psach because since the hekeifei tefach, since the circumference is a tefach, so there's a din tumas oyel on the mardeya. So it's the person and the mace are under the same oil, and oil is maybe a satume, so therefore he became an avatume, and therefore he's tome tume shiva. On a Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva said, "Ani asakein shi divrei chachomim kayomim." שיקול המטלטל מביאים תומה על האודם הנויסון באויבי המדי. So Bekiva says, I'll explain the Takone. The Takone said it, the Chachomim said it does have a shame oihel if he's carrying it. Mishum oihel letamo itume shib. That was the Takone of the Chachomim. Now, Tosis has to explain why do you need a takon of the Chachomim? L'chayre, when he's carrying it, he's tamei min ha-tayre of tumah bechiburim. So why did the Chachom have to make this whole asik that it's metame be'oyel, be'oyve ha-madeya? So Tosis says, they made this asik afilohayche deloishayich tumah bechiburim. They made this asik when a person is carrying it, and it's not shayich tume bechibur. Kigoin. How is that possible? Kigoin sheyesh tsuder mafsik bein hamardeya lipsore. That means like this. If he'd be carrying this mardeya on his bare shoulder, so he is touching the mardeya is mile over the mace, so there's a connection. So it's tume bechiburim. It's ke'ilu, he was touching the mace. Then he's tomei tume zayim, al saloch of tume bechibur. But what if this mardei is not on his bare shoulder? He has a towel underneath it. And the mardei is resting on the towel. He didn't touch the mardei, it's resting on the towel. So now, let us figure this out. So the towel is touching the mardei. So the towel will become an avatume. That's taken emes the tumah bechiburim, and the towel will become an avatum, and he should become a rishin l'tumah meikar adin, and he should only be tumah tumah seref. And Chazal made a gzeire that if he's carrying this mardeya, even though he's not touching it, v'afilu eichid v'leishayich tumah bechiburim, here it doesn't pass the halach of tumah bechiburim. Kigoy. There's a suda, there's a beggar that is in between the mardeya and his flesh. The suda is tomei for 7 days. Mishum chiburim. Dahainu chiburei oil b'meis. Because it's mechuber to something that's mile over the mace. V'ha'odom, and the person who is underneath the towel, einei tomei, afilu midarabonon, elatume serev, the tomei midarais. Now this person, so midarabonon, without this gzeire, he's not tomei at all for 7 days. And minatoir is only tomei for 1 day. Kedemuchich bepergim omine. Is gozru, so they were gozer. Sheye odom tomei to mezayin. That this person should be tomei to mezayin. Mishum oihel. What? They said that midarabonon, the mardeya has a shame oihel, since it has a hekeifoi tefach. Shelo yitu oisom, she'en yoidim din tume bechibur. The people who are not acquainted with the loch of tumah bechiburim, the yaimru shetomei tumas erev mishum oil, and if you'll say that he's really tomei over here because the reason he's tomei is because he's touching the suda, that's why he's really tomei. That means the suder became an av hatumah, and therefore he became a rishon l'tumah. But in order to realize that the suder became an av hatumah, one has to be acquainted in hilchis tumah v'tareh, and know that there's a din of tumah b'chiburim, that the suder became an av hatumah. If one does not know hilchis tumah v'tareh, doesn't know this new din of tumah b'chiburim, so memele. So after Shens Ta'ifin, the Suder should be a Rishon L'tumah. The Suder touched the Mardeya. And he should be Toher. Now why did he become Tomei? So the only reason he could become Tomei, if he doesn't know this din of Tumah B'chiburim, is because the Mardeya is an Oihel. That's all. He didn't touch the Mardeya. He was very careful. He put the Suda there to make sure he's not touching the Mardeya. Vaval Pikain is Tome, is Tome. So the only reason he can be Tome because of Tumas Oil. And then again he'll come to the conclusion that Tumas Oil is for one day. That's the only way you can understand that he's Tame. In Kain Osila Meima, so they'll come to the conclusion, She'ein ba'oyel ela tumas eret. So those time doesn't nish. The kach gozru, so therefore they were geyser, she'ei tome zayin. So therefore they said, fakert, if a person can make a mistake, and think that the reason he's Tame is out tumas oyel, so they said, adarabe, so you'll be Tame takya 7 days. So they said there's no difference. Even though there's mafsik bein lebein hamadeya shloisha sudrim oydalid, even though there'll be 4 tiles that are mafsik. Now in the case with this 4 tiles that are mafsik, he won't be toher at all. He won't be tomei at all. The yodam reviya chemisha yaisa. Even if the metaltim will be pshute kliyet, a kliyet that does not have a base kibul, that's bechlal, there's no din of tumah b'chiburim. Chazal said, this is a very dangerous situation. That means, really, in these cases, what they say should be toil legamri. But al koponim, since it's a mokem litois, when there will be one sudah, and he'll be Tomei one day, he might come to the conclusion that Tumas oil is only for one day. So therefore they said that they, since there's Hekeifei Tefach, so they said, Itake Midarabonon has Hashem Tumas oil, and it's Metameh for 7 days. And therefore, even though there's 4 sudrim on him, even though the Mardeya is Pshute Kliyetz, where there's no Inyan Bechlal of Tumah Bechiburim, but now Midarabonon is Tomei, because midarabonon a oive mardeya has a shame oil. But this halacha was only said the davke ba oive hamardeya sheyesh bekeifoy tefach. This is only if the oive mardeya the circumference is a tefach. So then there's amokim litais. Avol bepoches mikan. But if there is less than a oive tefach. So then you can't make any mistakes. Shehim ishumoyo. That'll be alts oyo. Fa'avo pisha la yodo tuma bechiburim. La yito ala yisha luatam. That means if the pole will have less than the oiveha mardeya, so the amaorets, how smart he might think he'll be, he'll never come to the conclusion that it was Tomei al Tumas oil, because he knows an oil has to have a tefach. That's the Poshita Olive base. And if the circumference is less than a tefach, so Zichen at Tomei al Tumas oil. So he'll be perplexed why he became Tomei. So he'll ask a Shaila, but he won't jump to conclusions. So that is how Rabbi Kiva explained the time of the Chachomim. Val Shal Odom Vekelim. But so this whole gzeire only applied if you're going to be mitame this person, since you have to be mitame when there's a sudar, and then you'll be mitame for tumas erev, and he'll come to the conclusion that Adayil's mitame tumas erev. Therefore, they were mitame, therefore they gave it a shame oil for the person who is carrying it. But the Aval Shar, Odom v'keilim, even the leke bahem shum tumah bechiburim, since by them there's never a case will have to be metamah there. By them they're not touching the mardeya whatsoever. Boy oil choshev kibishar dvorim. So mameila by other people there never was a gzeir. In taimah, now Tosfos asks a different kasha. Lama timu ozayim ishum chaburim l'raftafen. Why would they metake metamahim for 7 days, according to Rab Tarfin? But Mardeya, this Mardeya, Pshutei Kli'etsu, a Mardeya is a piece of wood that does not have a base kibble. So Memele, it is not Mekabel Tumah. V'loy mekabel tume. And the whole halacha of tume b'chiburim is, if the thing that is conducting the tume is mekabel tume, that means if you have a keli that is touching a mace, and a person is touching the keli, and the keli is mekabel tume from the mace, so then he can conduct the tume, so it's ke'ilu, the person who is holding the keli is touching the mace. But if the keli b'chlal is alav v'al kabolas tume, so memeila, then there's no din of tume b'chiburim. So Taisvis asks, Mardeya was a shute kli eitz, it's a pole without a base kibble. So how is there b'chlal a musig of tume b'chiburim? Darkol choch airi shein hadarbon b'soich hamardeya. You have to say that the darbon is not in the mardeya. Now, the darbon we mentioned before, that was on one end of this long pole. There was something similar to a sharp nail that protruded from this mardeya. And this sharp pole, and this sharp nail was used to prod the pole. Now, Taisva says, we have to say there was no darbon, there was no sharp nail sticking out from the mardeya. She'im yesh darbon b'soichoi, because if there's a sharp nail that's protruding from the mardeya, so then there would be a different halacha. Hoya metamei afilu b'chol shehu would be underneath this mardeya that has a darbon protruding from it, so whatever size the mardeya would be, the halacha would be that the person underneath it would become tamei. Why? The cherev harehu kecholo. The halacha is, there's a unique halacha. If a kli matris, a metal keli, touches a mace, like this halacha is by all kelim, when they touch a mace, they go a madrege less than the mace. A mace is an avi avoisa tume, a grandfather of tume, and they become an ava tume, they become a father of tume. That is by all kelim. A kli matris, a metal keli that touches a mace, becomes equivalent to the mace. So just like the mace is an avi avoisa tume, so the kli matris also becomes an avi avoisa tume. Number one. And number two, so if you have a keli that touched a mace, and it's over a person, so it's equivalent, ke'ilu, there's a mace over the person. And just like when there's a mace over the person, then there's no din of a peseach tefach mevi esatum. If the mace is mamish over me, even if a mashu is over me, I'll be mekabel tumme from the mace. So Taisvis says, if this mardeya had a darbon, if it had at one end a nail that was protruding from it, so then the halacha would be as follows. So then the halacha is that the whole mardeya, this mardeya becomes a yad for the darbon. It becomes a handle for the darbon. And the halacha is that a yad to a kli matris has a halacha just like a kli matris. This is the lashon of the Taisus Harosh. Hamardeya havi yad ledarvon. The mardeya becomes a yad, a handle to the darvon. V'choshev ki kli matris lahavi tuma ala adam. So the whole mardeya has the same halacha like a kli matris that will be metame the person. Kedisnan beperik yigimu mimisachtes kelim eitz hameshamish matris tomei, that a eitz, a kli eitz, that's a handle for a kli matris, is the same din of the kli matris. So the Melos HaTosfos says, if there's a darvon in this mardeya, so then this person is tamei min ha-teire afilu bekoshu. Kol ma she tachta, whatever is underneath this mardeya, So we have to look at the Mardei like the Mardei is a mace, because Cherev Areyu Kecholo, a metal keli that's touching a mace becomes equivalent to a mace. So we have to, it's a sakilo, there's a mace over him, and the mele, so then there's no din of Peseach, Tefach maybe yes, the Cherev Areyu Kecholo, Afilu Ayidei Oyel, Afilu the Cherev did not touch the mace, but was mile over the mace. Ki demuchach bereishe, olis, b'chol ha-posik, de b'chol cherem, v'ashin ilay b'tumas oil, b'noza pe'ekoyin godu. So there would be a loche of cherem, areyu kecholo. So we have to say that this mardeya, this pole, does not have a darwin. If it would have a darwin, so he would be, so he's tumim in a teire, because there's a mace that's mile over him. So you have to say there was no darwin. If there's no Darwin, so then the Mardei is a Pshute Kliyetz. If it's a Pshute Kliyetz, so how, so then there's no din of Tumah Bechiburim. The Pshute Kliyetz cannot conduct the Tumah. So what is Pshat and Rab Talfin? Rab Talfin, let's forget about the Gzeir. Rab Talfin understood that he's Tumah Minatayr al Tumah Bechiburim. Vector Taisvis Mimonavshev. If it doesn't have a Darwin, there's no Tumah Bechiburim. And if he does have a Darwin, he's Tumah Takeh. Not only as he's tummy as chev areyu kecholo, and he should be tummy as he's taki because it's mile over him. But oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the choshiv beis kibul mokim shenoisnim darvon b'mardas. That means there's an indentation in this mardeya, in this pole, and sometimes they stick in the darvon in this indent, in this groove, in this indentation. So memele. So here we are speaking about there was no Darwin in the Mardeya. But since there's a groove and there's a hole in this Mardeya to hold the Darwin, so this Mardeya has a base kibbutz. So that is the teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam. The teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam is that the Mardeya was mekabel tumeh min ha-Torah, because it is not a pshute kliyetz, it is a kliyetz sheyeshlei beis kibul. It has a beis kibul for the madas. V'lo havi beis kibul ha'osi l'maloi. So now the Rabbeinu Tam is a different kasha. The whole halacha of a beis kibul is, if a beis kibul, sometimes you put in something there, and sometimes you take it out. That's called a beis kibul. A beis kibul ha'osi l'maloi. So what if you fill it up and you never take out the thing you stuck into it, so then it lost the shame based kibble. So Taisvis is asking, so since this indentation was made to stick in the darbon, so it's not considered a base kibble because it's osi lamalif. So Taisvis says, no, shame koivin oisei sham. The darbon is not always in this mardeya. Elapomim meinichim, upaomim masirim. Sometimes you stick in the darbon, sometimes you take out the darbon. So Memele, so here we are speaking about that the Darwin was not inside the Mardeya. So Memele, so then there's no Shaila at all of Cherev Areyu Kecholo. But the Mardeya is a Kli'et Sheyeshlei Beis Kibul, because it's speaking about that it has a Beis Kibul to stick in a Darwin at certain times. V'chein Muchach Memeseches Kelem D'choshev Beis Kibul, that the place to hold the Darwin is considered a Beis Kibul. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamardeya yeshle achirayim v'toich. Hamardeya has a back chelik and a toich. So al kaponim we see the Mardeya has a toich, a base kibble. V'hod this nan b'perik test the kelim. We learned a mission in kelim. Kush shebola tzinoiro. Melamed shebola darbim. So hanigelon is melamed shebola darbim. That means as follows. Melamed is a Mardeya, a pole. Shebola darbon means that it swallowed the darbon. What does it mean it swallowed the darbon? It means this darbon, this nail that used to protrude, was banged in into this mardeya, so you can't, it's not protruding anymore. Hayu toirim. So now, this mardeya, it was with the, so the mardeya and the darbon was toir. Nich nisula oihel. And now you brought this into the oihel nitmo. So what becomes tamei? Had perish, had darvon levadoi. the mardeya, the pole, is not tome. We'll see why soon. And the darbon is tome. But the darbon is swallowed in by the mardeya. We can't get to the darbon now. But the darbon is tome. Noga behen. Kikir shel tume. What happens if a kikir shel tume touch the mardeya, the pole? Now we have here a pole that has inside of it a darvon, a nail, that is tomei minatoira al tscher vareil kecholo. The darvon is avi avoisa tume. And now you have a kikir shel tume that touches the pole, toher. And the kikir shel tume is toher. So Tosis understood, why is the kikir toher? Mashme, the melamed choshev kshute kliyetz. The melamed, the mardeya, is considered pshute kliyetz. It doesn't have a base kibble. Lekach toher kikir shel trume shenoge bemelamed. Sheha melamed lekibble tume mina adarva. Tosis asks, if the mardeya, melamed and mardeya is the same thing. The melamed and mardeya, mistoma akol echad. So if the melamed, the mardeya, has a din of a base kibble, so why? So the melamed is touching the darbon, so the darbon was nabi avaisa tume. The mardeya should be an ava tume. So the tume should zicha be tume if it touches the mardeya. So the only way we can understand that the mardeya is toher, because it has a din of base kibble, ha'osi lemalois. That rakelt, you stick in the darvin and you leave it there. So therefore it doesn't have a shame based kibble. So therefore it's a loch of shutek liyetz. So Taisa said, we said before that a mardeya does not have, has a din of a base kibble. And here we see from this Mishnah that a mardeya does not have a din of a base kibble. There's a din of shutek liyetz. So the Ri says, no, there it's speaking about that the darvin, this nail, was banged all the way in. You can't get it out anymore. So now it doesn't have any more shame based kibble. It's not removable anymore. So memele, so as long as it was stuck in completely, so now it became a base kibble, ha'osi lemalis, which does not have a shame base kibble. So therefore, pshute kliyetz, so if a truma will touch this mardeya, the truma will be toyer. Agamor is speaking about that it wasn't bola as a darvin. The darvin is sticking out. And it's, so you can stick in the darvin and take out the darvin. So therefore, that's considered a base kibble. And therefore, it's a past an inyan of tume bechiburim. Zag the Gemara weiter. Ula rab talfen, the omar akapeyach es bonai, shaloch es umikupachas. According to rab talfen held that there's no such gzere, that oivi hamardeya is metame. So, botzru lohu, so we're missing from the yutches dover. He disagrees with his gzeire. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchok, af benois kusim, nidois marisosim bei bayoim gozru. This was the gzeire we learned yesterday, that the benois kusim, from the day they're born, they ever did nidem idarabonon. Ubeidach svir like Rab Meir, that was, Rab Meir said there was another case, if he forgot kelim underneath a tzinayah. So Ramei says there was also machlokes beishami and beishilu. If the water that fell into the kelim has a din shov or doesn't have a din shov, that we learned yesterday. So Mameleth, we have these two cases. So even though we're missing this case, we have these two to be mashlim. Ve'idoch, what is the next case of the yud ches dova? So the Gemara says haboitzer legas. Someone cut grapes. And he put them into, and the purpose of the grapes was, he eventually wanted to make wine out of them. He's going to bring them to a wine press. And he cut the grapes and he put them into a keli. Now the shaila is, that these grapes become tame. In order for something to become tame, you need hechsher. It has to touch one of the Zion mashke. And number two, it's only tame if there was a nichuse, if you wanted this mashke, or if you wanted that they should be wet. But if you don't want the mashke, you don't want it to be wet, it will not become mukshe. So habaitza legas. So normally, they used to go and cut the grapes, put them into baskets. And the normal procedure was, if there was any liquid that used to drip out of the grapes, it used to run out of the baskets. So really, there was no nichuse on the liquid that ran out of the grapes. So theoretically, the grapes should not be mukshel lekabel tumen. Shammai oimer hursha. Shammai says that they are mukshel lekabel tumen, even though there's no nechuse on the mashke that's coming out. It drips out. Hillel oimer loy hirsha. Hillel says it doesn't become mukshel. Amalai Hillel Shammai. So Hillel asks Shammai, according to you, that the liquid that drips out of the grapes is machshir the grapes, and therefore the halacha is when you cut grapes, you have to be careful to put the grapes in kalim tahirim, because the grapes become mukshir lekabel tume, so you have to make sure they're not mekabel tume, so you have to make sure the kalim are toyer. So Hillel asks Shammai, you have to be consistent. Why, according to you, the halacha is when one cuts grapes, he has to make sure that the kalim are toher, because they become muksha. But when one cuts olives, one doesn't have to be careful that the olive should be put into kalim toherim. Because over there we say the liquid that comes out of the olives is not machshir the olives. So Hillel asks Shammai, you're not consistent. Why is it, where do you draw the line, or why do you draw the line, that by betzira, when you cut grapes, it has to be betare. There you assume the mashke that runs out is machshir the grapes. And by olives, you say you could be moisik betume, because it is not machshir the olives. Exactly what the lomdus of the kasha is, we'll understand at the end of the sugya. Amalai, so Shammai told Hillel, im takniteini, listen, if you're going to make me angry, goizrani tuma af ala mesike, so I'll say that's also tume. Exactly what's happening, we'll see later. But al kaponim, that was the sichsuch between Shammai and Hillel. Noatzul chere bebeis hamedrish. There was a very heated discussion then, and they noatzul chere bebeis hamedrish amru, and they said hanichnas yikonis. If someone wants to enter, they could enter. Vayoytze al yoytze. But no one should go out. They wanted to be come to a minyan to count who what the roiv deis will hold. Vayoytze hayoyim o yehilu kofuf v'yoyshiv lifnei Shammai k'echem in tamidim. Hillel was subordinate to Shammai. For Yekosheli Yisrael kiyoyim shenasa by her ego. It's a very difficult time. The gozel Shammai the Hillel. And it seems Hillel was made Hillel agreed to Shammai. Like kiblu minayu, but they were not mekabel the gzeira from both of them. For also Talmidayu later, the Talmidim were geizer v'kiblu minay. My time, now the Gemara is going to explain what is pshat in Shammai. Why did they say that you have to be beitza betara? Omar Ze'iri, Omar Abchanine, gzeira shemi yivtzarenu bekupois tmeyes. Maybe they'll make betzire with kupois tmeyes. And there's such a mandiyama that holds that a kli tome is not only it's machshiv the mashke. That means even though there's no nichuse mitzad the bailim, but a kli tome in one shot is machshiv the mashke and metame the mashke. So memele. So therefore you have to. So that's equivalent to a nichuse. The Gemara says, "Good, ani chalaman diyama kli tomei choishiv mashkin." If you hold like this tanim, so good. So you have to be afraid. Maybe he'll put the grapes into kupais tmeis, and this kupais tmeis will be machshiv the mashke, so memela, and then everything will be tamei. So therefore, they said that it's machshiv. Shap alaman the yoma in kli tamei choyshev mashkin, but according to the man the yoma that the kli tamei bechlal cannot be machshiv the mashkin, and he himself is not machshiv the mashkin because it runs out. So my ikal amema. So why did Chazal say that it's machshir? Elo marziri omar rabchanin egzeire shema yivtzerenu bekufais mezufofais. Maybe they'll make betzire in kupais which are waterproof. That means kupais with which that the mashke will not run out, and then he's niche with the mashke that comes out. And since Chazal didn't want to differentiate such a kupa, so they said that whatever kupa is put in, it is machshir the grapes. Rava Oma gzeire mishum hanoishreis. Rava said by grapes, sometimes the grapes are they're intertwined. Well, the clusters of grapes are intertwined one with the other, and when he takes them apart, he squeezes out the grapes, since he doesn't take it out gently, so the squeezing out alone is machshiv the mashke, not what it runs out by itself. That pula that he schleps the grapes and squeezes the grape, that kufa is machshiv the mashke, and it's machshir the grapes. Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravui, a third reason, pa'omim sha'odam hoylech lekalme leidem igia novim lepzir oiloi. Sometimes a person goes to his vineyard to see if the grapes are ripe. V'noitel eshkel anovim l'soichtoi. So sometimes he wants to go and see if it's ripe. So he goes and fetches out a cluster of grapes, u'mizaleif, and he spritzes it al gabi anovim. And this mashke there's a nichus on this mashke. B'shaz betzire, and later when they cut the new cluster, a dying mashke tefeich alayim. So it could be possible it's still wet from the mashke that he kvetched on it. So therefore, they said that when all grapes are cut, we can assume they are mukshir lekabel tumen. Let us see Rashi. Ulrab Tafon de Oma legozu shum gzeire elo bedin teire de loy temu ala tumesere. According to Rab Tafon, there never was a gzeire an oivi mardeye. Mishumaga is elatumasav shemaga, but yitches, so we are missing the yitches dava. B'naiskusim abidach teminiach kela. So we'll have tafen kerab meya, the choshev lebi yitches dava, vapiko vayel hachta b'naiskusim. Mibneima boitzrim betara, mibneima ata matzrich livzer bekelim teirim. According to you, you have to, when you cut the grapes, you have to put them in kelim teirim, the kamrat huksha, you say it becomes muksha. In after matzich limsak zaysim bekelim tahirim. Yikoneis lebeis hamedrish, var yoytza al yoytza, vishar yoytzim lamid beminyin. It was a difficult day, koshel vishahilol nosi va'andesim. Exactly what's difficult about this is the Svasemis doesn't understand. V'gozer shamay v'hilol, v'loy kiblu minay, v'osel tamidai v'gozer v'kiblu minay. My time ahusha, why is it takim muksha? There's no nichusa on that which runs out from the grapes. The nafik because the libo that runs out and it gets lost. Moses bekufes tmeis to osi tumis akeli umechash v'lei lemashke laharsha hoyel betumose v'chsheri ka'achas. There's such a svore that if it's a kikli tome, it's machshiv and metame the keli the mashke bebasachas. So Rashi says, Lo yedan heicha. Rashi is not aware where this machlokes is. Choshev mashke laharsha oichol shebesoichoi. V'afal gav lo achshev ehu. That means even though he wasn't machshev the mashke, but the kli tomei is machshev the mashke. A second teretz was mezufafes. Kim lo yozel leibut, since it's not getting lost. Neichalei litziyose. Then he's sefriden with this mashke that's going out. Is in an intent to use it. Sometimes you have clusters which are intertwined one in the other. When when he wants to separate them, nischat hamashke aleihem, so the mashke gets squeezed out, the kivin the ovid be yadayim v'loy efshe b'loy schite, that means since what he, by separating them, he has to squeeze the grapes, so that's called mashke, that's called, so as along this, a psikreshe is called miskavin. So since I know by separating the clusters, I'll have to squeeze out the grapes, it's called like I was machaven to squeeze out the grapes, and that is marsherit. Just let's learn one taisvis, gezrani tume afala mesike. Beisham, I said, I'll be gezo tume on olives also. Now what is the chilik between olives and grapes? Perusharavra peiris, talochi loy gozo ala mesike. Why wouldn't they take a gezo? Why? The moyel ayyitzi mehem, the liquid that comes out of olives, loy choshiv mashke, is bechlal not called a mashke. The liquid that comes out of an olive has a din of shemen. Period. That means as follows. That means before you do anything to an olive, the liquid that comes out does not have a shame mashke whatsoever. So there's no inyan of nichuse. If it was put in a koima, koima is a whole bunch of olives are put together and they get heated up, and that creates that oil should be able to come out of them. So after they were not seen, so then it has a shame mashke, and then it could be machshir the olives. But when you go and cut an olive, it's impossible. So even though you're necha with the mashke, it doesn't have a shame mashke, so there's nothing to be machshir the olives. So Moshe Zechayinu Drocha explains what the pulpul was over here. Hillel had a kasha and shamai. That is, Hillel understood that the difference between Zaysim and Anovim. The mashke that comes out could be marsha. Zaysim could not be marsha. But the kashe of Hillel to Shammai was, that means, Eloi kaimi ho, loi kaimi ho. That means, if you won't make a gzeire on olives, so memele, so the gzeira and anovim will not exist. The people ask kashas, and that gzeira will also become bottle. So the kasha of Hillel to Shammai was, so you're making a gzeira that it seems from you it's not so vichtig if it will become bottle. That means I'm telling you, if you're going to make a gzeira and anovim and not make a gzeira and zeisim, so the gzeira and anovim will also become bottle. And if you want to make such a gzeire, so it seems, even though you realize that the gzeire might become bottle, so it seems that the gzeire isn't too important. Because if the gzeire would be very important, you would ask the olives also to ensure that the gzeire and anovim will be kind. So if you don't want to ensure the gzeire and anovim, that means it's not such an important gzeire. Listen, if it's not an important gzeire, we don't have to be gzeire in ganzen. Either you make the gzeire in ganzen, or you don't make the gzeire. That means making a gzeire that it might become bottle, so that was the kasha that Hillel asked on Shammai. Shammai answered him as follows. No, he said, I disagree with you. That what you're saying, if we won't be gzeire on zeisim, the gzeire on anovim will become bottle, I disagree with you. I hold it won't become bottle. But in takniteini, but if you're telling me takya if you'll tell me that without the gzeira and zeisim, the gzeira of anovim won't be kaim, kizrani tuma afal mesika fakel. If you're right, the gzeira won't be niskaim and anovim without being gzeira and zeisim, then I'll be gzeira and zeisim also. That was the shakla v'taya between Shammai and Hillel.